Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is day two. Today's topic: Adam and Eve ate the fruit from the tree of life daily until they were being kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Now let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 2, verses 1 to 6, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to chapter 4, verse 26, Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to chapter 3, verse 6, Proverbs 1. Verses 7 to 9. Today's main passages, we have three. The first one, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God all among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" Genesis chapter 3, verses 22 to 24. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden. cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. The third passage, Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. Let's have time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is Adam and Eve ate the fruit from the tree of life daily until they were being kicked out of the Garden of Eden. The message today is something I have never thought of being a Christian for many years. And a priest for 31 years. Do you believe that? Do you understand that? Do you believe that message? Do you understand that message? The Lord asked me three questions this morning while I was having my time with Father scribing the Bible passages. Number one, do you know the location of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden? Number two, did Adam and Eve ever eat any fruit from the tree of life? Number three, why God kicked them out of the garden that they could not have the opportunity to eat the fruit from the tree of life and could not be in eternal life? God gave me those questions to inspire me thinking of the possible answer and to lead me into a deep thought of faith in God. Number one, I do not know the location of the tree of life because the Bible does not mention about it. But the location is not important. It is the function of the tree. Is important. Having the fruit of the tree of life will be in eternal life. Number two, because it says in Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 to 3, that Adam and Eve could eat fruit from the garden, except that tree of good and evil. So I am quite sure that Adam and Eve ate the fruit from the tree of life and ate it daily. Number 3, Jesus asked me to read John 15, verses 1 to 8. Then I will understand. Now, this is John chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Now, do you listen to God's command? Is to acknowledge Him as our King, which means we already leave the kingdom of God. I mean, do not listen to God's command is not to acknowledge Him as our King, which means we already leave the kingdom of God, leave the Garden of Eden, leave Jesus. Until we confess our sins, repent, and change, that we can go back to His kingdom, back to the garden, and being with Jesus each day, and that we can have the fruit of the tree of life to eat and be in the eternal life. Each day. Yeah. It's each day. Until we die, we are still in eternal life. Still can be able to eat the fruit of the tree of life. Also, we should be able to follow John the Baptist's model to lead a humble and simple life and to lead many back to his kingdom, just as John the Baptist did, back to the Garden of Eden, to have Jesus as King and be in eternal life. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to shine on us so that we can examine our life every day, whether we are in God's kingdom. And have Jesus as our Lord and King, that we receive the fruit from the tree of life daily. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step that you can be able to be in God's kingdom, to have Jesus as Lord and King, and to receive the fruit from the tree of life from Jesus, that you are in eternal life daily? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.